Paramount is on the air. Straight from Hollywood comes the musical event of the year. The first radio preview of new songs from the latest musical score of America's greatest team of composers. Just 10 years ago, in the fall of 1927, the late Florence Ziegfeld was preparing what will always be recognized as his greatest achievement. The most sensational musical production ever to start a whole nation singing. The Immortal Showboat. The first night audience and the thousands of audiences that followed thundered ovations to its authors, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, for some of the great songs of this century, headed by Old Man River. Now, on the 10th anniversary of Showboat's opening, its authors repeat again with another spectacular musical production filled with a story of struggle, a great romance, and the loveliest music of the new decade. It is High, Wide, and Handsome. Reuben Mamoulian's new production, soon to be shown at the nation's leading theater. And now, by special arrangement with the Paramount Studios, we bring you a radio preview of some of the new Kern Hammerstein music.
King William was his gentle son, and of that royal race he sprung. He wore a star upon his breast to show that he was royal best. He wore a star upon his breast to show that he was best. For choose your east, for choose your west, for choose the one to do the best. To keep the name, to take your heart, to choose the feather, for choose the number, for choose the island, with all your heart.
Just before the Civil War, there was another war in Pennsylvania. Mobs ruled in Oil Town. Teamsters with their black snake whips were set against pipeline men. It was a struggle of spectacular proportions. But despite their enemies, despite the gangs and mobs and trusts that tried to stop them, a little band of earnest men put the pipelines through. In the dead of winter, they fought their way across the Alleghenies, burrowing through frozen soil, through rock and snow and ice. High, Wide, and Handsome shows this great struggle. It depicts spectacular scenes of the laying of the first pipeline. And Jerome Kern has written this dramatic musical interlude, as colorful as the desperate conflict that inspired it. Lovely Dorothy L'Amour, who brought you one of the year's most famous songs, Moonlight and Shadows, introduces another hit in High, Wide, and Handsome. It is the plaintive Jerome Kern melody, The Things I Want.
The things I get are what I never want. The things I want are what I never get. I'm just a discontented dreamer with a discontented heart. I'm just a gambler who can never win a bet. The things I get are what I never seem to want. The things I want are what I never seem to get. I'm just a discontented dreamer with a discontented heart. I'm just a gambler who can never win a bet. The kind of man I think to find is one with one upon his mind and not much time to spare. And then I find another kind who wants to put me on a pedestal because I'm fair. And then he leaves me there for someone else to stare. The things I get are what I never want. The things I want are what I never hoped to see. And so it isn't any wonder now that I'm in love with you that I'm afraid to ask if you're in love with me.
And now we are privileged to hear Jerome Kern himself play one of his compositions from High, Wide, and Handsome. It is called The Folks Who Live on the Hill, and it is sung in the picture by Irene Dunne. Jerome Kern playing The Folks Who Live on the Hill. Another composition, one of the melodious love songs for which Jerome Kern is so famous, is Can I Forget You, also sung by Miss Dunn in the picture. We hear it now as interpreted by the golden-voiced Irene Dale. Catchiest tunes in High, Wide, and Handsome is a folk song written for the marriage festival. It is called Will You Marry Me, Maria? Written in the joyous style of the last century when elopements were rare, when all the neighbors came in for the wedding and sang the bride and groom off to a great start.
marry me tomorrow, Mariah? Will you marry me tomorrow, Mariah? Your ma thinks I'm unsightly, your pa insults me nicely, but tell them both politely to jump in the lake.
I'll have no dilly-dallying, Mariah. I'll have no shilly-shallying, Mariah. Don't wait until tomorrow, Mariah.
But get dressed up in your bombazine and go to the church in the village green. Mariah, I can't wait to marry you.
Will you make my hands so ready? Will you take my socks to dark?
Don't forget that you're a handy man.
I'll have no dilly dallying, Mariah. I'll have no shilly-shallying, Mariah. Don't wait until tomorrow, Mariah. But get dressed up in your bombazine and go to the church in the building green, Mariah. I can't wait to marry you.
And so does this preview of new music by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II come to a close. High, Wide, and Handsome, the picture for which this great music was written, stars Irene Dunne with Randolph Scott, Dorothy L'Amour, Akin Tamiroff, Raymond Walburn, Ben Blue, Charles Bickford, Elizabeth Patterson, and William Frawley featured in support. It was directed by Ruben Mamoulian, who won the 1937 Critics Award, and was produced by Arthur Hornblow, Jr., the man who made such successes as Ruggles of Red Gap, Swing High, Swing Low, and Waikiki Wedding. It will soon be seen at the nation's leading theaters. This program was produced at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. This is Gay Whitman speaking.